Let's call them Jack and Jill. Jack and Jill both have the same dream. They dream that they must return to their original home. They must come home. They must find their original self. Jack digs a hole in the cellar, the bottom of his house, seeking. Digging this hole, he destroys the foundations of his house. He breaks through the pipes, electrical wiring, does a lot of damage. He doesn't find his original self. So, Jack now decides to climb the nearby mountain. Maybe he can find it there. Climbing the mountain, he leaves a lot of trash, destroys the environment, gets to the top of the mountain, finds nothing worthwhile, comes back down, leaving more trash. Finally, he returns to his home, and he realizes that what he was seeking all the time was there, underfoot, as the German title of the book puts it, huh? The way begins underfoot. That is the story of Jack. Jill had the same dream. There was some place she needed to return home. Well, she went out back in her backyard, dug a well, found fresh water for her family and her neighbors. Then she went up the mountain, picking up the trash that Jack had left. She also brought some seeds and planted some trees along the way. When she got to the top of the mountain, like Jack, she didn't find what she was looking for. So she also came back down the mountain, cleaning up a little more of Jack's trash, taking care of the trees that were beginning to grow. And when she returned home, she too found that what she had been seeking all that time was underfoot. Does this tell us anything about our practice, our life? Both Jack and Jill finally realized their original home. They came home. And yet, they're not quite the same, are they? You might say they have different karma that they must now work with. Huh? Consider well today, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and on. What is it that must be done in this practice? What is it that we must realize? And what do we really need to do to realize? That is what this retreat is about. That is what Zen Buddhist practice is about. We don't need Zen stories to make this clear. We don't even need the story of Jack and Jill to make this clear. Each one of us is our own story. And each one of us must work through. What is it that we really must find? What is it that we have really lost? If you simply rely on the words or the experiences even of others, it's easy to be led astray. But if you open up to what is in the depths of your own heart, you will find the way. Everything that you really need is already there in your heart. You may have to spend the rest of your life manifesting that, realizing that, actualizing it. Yes, this is a life of practice, a marvelous lifetime of giving ourselves to this fundamental practice. The most important thing to do now, here in this retreat, is simply to stop escaping, to stop running from what is in the depths of your own heart. Not something you read or heard. Let what is in the depths of your own heart show you the way you must go. Practice of Zazen is an excellent way to do this. It's not the only way, but it is an excellent way to do this. The way we have our body, the way we put our legs, so that our stomach can be open, our breath can be deep, our back naturally erect, our spine naturally straight, holding up the neck and the head so that you can remain clear, focused, concentrated, not bent over, but naturally erect. You don't have to sit in full lotus. But if you can, you will see why it works so well. But the main point is for the back to be naturally erect so that you can remain fully focused and concentrated on the matter at hand what is truly underfoot. Allowing the breath to help us hold that focus, huh? Not forcing it, but letting all of the energy naturally. With each out breath, letting it all go, letting go of everything. And then when we're finished, breathing in the nourishment, the nutrients from the ground itself, letting the universe itself nourish us through the breath. Allowing this twisted, ever-wavering, moving mind to just gently come to its own end. You can think, as we say in American English, until the cows come home. That means forever. You can sit until the cows come home and think about it, and you will just be going around and around and around in the same mental circles. You already know this. You've done it for decades. Thus, the sublime, marvelous practice of sustained, continuous zazen meditation. Again, the way we hold our body. The way we hold our hands, informally, we can just put the thumb of the right hand in the hand, the left hand like this, or more formally, in a this kind of a mudra with the thumbs lightly touching around the navel. Huh? Not scratching every itch, huh? Not torturing ourselves, but allowing the body to hold that focus, that concentration. You see, the very way we hold the body, the way we allow our eyes to naturally fall in front of us without looking at or for anything. The way the breath brings all of this together as one. Face it. The mind must come to its own end to begin genuine Zen practice. If not, you already know. You just go around and around and around with thoughts and ideas and feelings and memories and good ones, bad ones. It makes no difference. The mind must come to its own. That is the first point of genuine Zen practice. Not just Zazen, but for the next 4 days, the focus will be naturally on the seated posture of Zazen meditation. However, it's essential that when the period ends, when that bell rings, and you get up, to take a break, to walk in meditation, to get a meal, to take a rest, yes. You don't stop the meditation. If the mind really comes to its own end, this body-mind itself stands up. The sitting itself stands and does what needs to be done. As a natural part of the practice in movement. This is the point of kinhin, walking meditation, taking a simple physical movement, stretching your legs, but not just stretching your legs, by following the foot of the person in front of you, huh? You are allowing yourself to continue this focus, this concentration, this attention in a simple movement. You see how it's helpful. Then when you return to Zazen, you don't begin the practice again. Ah, nice break. Okay, now let's see. What was my koan? You simply continue the practice once again in the seated posture. Otherwise, you're wasting your time. It's got to become constant. It's got to become the way we are. Not just something that we do for a while on the cushion. That's just turning it into another self-improvement job. That's why we have a retreat. So that we can nourish and nurture this practice continuously. Yes, many hours sitting in Zazen. Wonderful, wonderful. But it must be able to stand up and do what needs to be done, and then return without a gap. That includes taking a break. Yeah, the body needs to rest. The mind needs to rest. Yes. So we have nourishing food. We have times to take a break. Do it. But let that be a part of the practice. Do it within this practice. And I assure you, in time, it takes time, but in time, you can confirm for yourself. It is continuous. You cannot get out of it. No matter how much you jump up, or leap up, or get excited. You can't get out of it. From the outside, it seems you can't get into it. But once we give all of ourselves without compromise, without thought of what am I going to get, that's not giving all of yourself. If you're giving all of yourself, there can be no thought of what, when, how, where, can there? No, no. If we give all of ourselves, there is no how. There doesn't need to be one. That's what the ego needs. Tell me how I can do it so I can get there. Well, there is no way. That's why we do what we do. When we give all of ourselves, we don't need a how. We don't need a why. We don't even need a when. And the further we go, the clearer it becomes. Unmistakable. Unmistakable. That's why we have this precious 4 days together. It's enough time if you use it well. No, you don't have to torture yourself. You do have to give all of yourself. To let the mind come to its own end. And then see what's there. That's all. What's there? What is this? To see what is in front of your face, what is underfoot. You don't need something transcendent up in the clouds. You need to see this. You really see this and you'll stop running. You won't go running away again because you'll see the marvel, the wonder, the incomparable beauty and dignity of this. Face it. It's because you don't yet fully see the beauty and the dignity of this that you are running around like a cat chasing its tail. The practice must be complete. It must be total. Half-assed Zen practice will not do. Half-assed anything worth doing will not do. That's why we have this precious opportunity. Does anyone have a question or concern from out of the practice? Not a theoretical question, from out of the fundamental practice for the benefit of all. Please feel free to speak up. Also, if there's something I said that you don't understand or you're not sure, probably other people are also wondering. So it can be a benefit to all to ask about it. Please feel free to speak up. Once more, does anyone have a question from out of the practice? Feel free to speak up for the benefit of all. If not, let us continue. I would suggest we take maybe a 5-minute break and then we can have a zazen before we end for the evening. If possible, please join us for the late night, the yazar, late night sitting. If you're not well, understood. But if you can, come and see what this practice is about. We're not trying to torture ourselves, but when you see that this is what must be done, and the precious opportunity with this incredible group of people to do it together, please make good use of this precious opportunity. Thank you all.